The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 31st, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation: all of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha.
Jīta thāmāṁ prabhadhante kāṁ sathīva bhajāmaham mamo vatmānu vartanti manushyā pārtha sarosa. Everyone is seeking to find out Krishna directly or indirectly. Krishna means they are all attractive, all attractive. Bhagavan means they are all attractive, Supreme Personality of God. So, indirectly or directly, everybody is seeking Krishna. They are all attractive. Anandamaya Vyasat, the supreme bliss. We can give an example. Just like we take care of our body, we want to keep body very fit, healthy, and beautiful, very nicely kept. Why? Why we take care of our body? Because I, the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, I am living in this body. Therefore I take care of my body. Nobody takes care of the dead body. This is a fact. Either I take care of my body or my family's body, my wife's body, my children's body. Why? Because the part and parcel of Krishna is there. The soul is there. And as soon as the soul is gone, the part and parcel of God is from the body has no value, throw it away. The same body. This is practical. Therefore, I love my body because the part and parcel of Krishna is there. Or you love your body, I love your body. Only for the reason, jivaram sarva bhutana, the part and parcel of Krishna is there. Then, why the part and parcel of Krishna is taken care of? Because it is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, ultimately, my love goes to Krishna, all attracted. So, everyone is seeking for happiness, but they are misled. Although they are trying to approach Krishna, they are misled. One can directly come to Krishna, but they do not want. The indirect. So, indirectly or directly, everyone is seeking Krishna. Mamo vartmanu vartanti. Manushya partha sarvasa. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that vadanti tat tattavidas tatyam jadgyanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdate. The absolute truth, tattva, that is tattva. Vadanti tat tattavid. Who can speak of tattva unless one is completely conversant with the tattva? Tattva means truth. So vadanti tat tattavida. Those who are conversant with the absolute truth, they say, what do they say? vadanti tat tatta vidastat jad jnanam adyam. The absolute knowledge without any duality. Adyam, what is that? The Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The absolute truth is described in different ways by different people according to angle of vision. But the object is the same. There may be different types of religious system, but the object is Krishna. Somewhere it is openly expressed and somewhere it is covered. Just like Brahma, impersonal realization, Brahma realization. For the jnanis, those who are seeking of the absolute truth by speculative knowledge, they want to make these varieties of material world as void. The Buddha philosophy, Sunyavadi. Because they are disgusted with these material varieties. Therefore they want something opposite. That opposite is voidism, Sunyavad. The Sunyavad are a little more further, that is Brahmavad. Without any varieties, simply the light, Brahma Jyoti. This is also another realization. Sunyavad, to make this material world null and void, they come to the impersonal Brahma effulgence. This is Brahma realization. And then for the yogis, the localized aspect, Paramatma, Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidyese Arjuna Tishtate, by meditation, this is Paramatman realization. And then ultimately Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. Just like we general, people in general, we can see the sun sign, but everyone knows, at least scientists know that the sun sign is coming from the sun glow. If you have got power to go to the sun glow, you can see what actually the sun globe is. And if you go still further, penetrate into the sun globe, then you will see there is a sun god. Sun god. His name is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Vibhushan. In the beginning of this chapter, fourth chapter, Krishna said, Imam Vibhasati Yugam Pratvana Humambhyam. So within the sun globe, there is the person, the predominating deity, whose name is Vibhushan. So it requires a little qualification. How to go to the sun planet? Sun planet is a fact. It is not fictitious. We are every day seeing. But we have no such power to go to the sun planet. Neither you have got the power to enter into the sun planet. That is inability, not that it is illusion. Krishna is illusion or Krishna loka is illusion. No, it is not illusion, it is fact. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya. In the Vedic literature we find description of the planet of Goloka Vrindavan, the abode of Krishna. It is stated, Goloka namni nijadhamni, nijadhamni. Nijadhamni means the personal abode. Krishna is person. God is person. Just like governor. The governor is a person. And he has got his personal place, the government house. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, he is person. and he has got his abode. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya devi mahesa haridhamasu tesu tesu tete prabhava nichaya vihitasya jena govindamadipurisam tamaham bhajam. Goloka namni, the planet, we are given our put picture of Goloka Vrindavan as far as possible, taking description from the Shastra. You have given. The Goloka Vrindavan is described in the Brahma Sangita. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha lakha vritesu suravi ravipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindamadipurisam tamam raja. Govinda has got place. Golokonan. The place name is Golok, Vrindavan. Golokonani. Nijadhamni. That is his personal abode. Although every dhamma, every planet, everywhere, all over the universe, all over the creation, that is Krishna's dhamma, God's place. Bhoktaram jagatamasam sarvaloka maheswaram. He is the proprietor of everything. Ishavasavidam sarvam. Everything. That is the property of Krishna or the Supreme Lord. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. One has to learn this, that everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasavidam sarvam. This is Vedic instruction. We have created trouble because we have forgotten the real proprietor. We are trying to become proprietor individually and collectively. This is India, this is our India, this is America, it is our America, it is Germany, our, nothing our, everything Krishna's. This is Krishna consciousness. Everything belongs to Krishna and everyone has got the right. Because everyone is the son of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja tesam mahajani brahma ahang bijapadapita. As the sons have got right to enjoy the property of the father, similarly, we, all living entities, not only human beings, but trees, plants, animals, everyone, all living entities, sarva-jonishu, they are all sons of God or Krishna, and everyone has got right to live at the cost of Krishna. Mā-gṛdhā-kasya-cet-dhanam tena-tat-tena-bhunjitā. Whatever is allotted for you, that is everything is prescribed, everything is there. But they, why this arrangement is made, they do not know. The arrangement is made that mamo-vartvānu-vartante manushyā-pātha-pūs, particularly the name of manushya has been, because in the human life, God consciousness can be developed, not in the animal life. Therefore, here particularly it is mentioned, Mamo Bhartvanu Bhartante Manushya Partha Sarvasa. Everyone is trying to approach me, but according to different angle of vision, according to capacity. The capacity is somebody is trying to go up to the Brahma effulgence. Somebody is trying to understand the Supreme Paramatma within everyone's heart. And somebody is trying to understand and go directly to the Supreme Personality of God. The Vaishnavism is directly. Directly, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya mamekam saraṇam. If you go directly, just like if you reach the sun planet or the predominating deity of, namely the sun god, Vimarsan, then naturally you know what is sun sign and what is sun glow. Similarly, if you directly go If you directly can understand what is Krishna, then you understand what is impersonal Brahma and what is localized aspect Paramatma. It is Brahmanaham Pratistha. Krishna says, what is this Brahma? Just that the sun sign is situated on the sun glow. Sun sign, although it is very big, it is covering the whole universe, but it is coming from the sun glow. So similarly, the Brahma effulgence may be very, very great, but it is coming as the bodily effulgence of Krishna, that we get information from Brahma Sanghita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma niskalam ananta asesa bhutam govindamadi purusam tamang bhajam. So, actually, either you try to realize impersonal Brahma or by yogic process the localized Paramatma, or directly you want to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are all the same, all the same. But this differentiation is due to my angle of vision. Therefore Krishna said, je jathamang pravaddante tang tathaiva bhajam. If you want to realize only the Brahma effulgence, all right, you can do that. Or if you want to realize Paramatma by yogic principle, by meditation, all right, Krishna says it is also all right. And if you want to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead in directly contact with Him, directly playing with Him as cowherd's boy, directly dancing with Him like the gopis, directly treating Him as your son, like Yashoda Mata, you can do all this. Krishna is open to everyone, and you can approach Krishna in any capacity, as Brahma, Paramatma, or Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it is up to you to relish which one is relishable for you. That is up to you. But Krishna is prepared to accept you in any way you like. So Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are the same one truth, but it is difference of realization. Just like you see one big mountain from a distant place, you will see just like something hazy cloud. If you go still farther, you'll find something greenish. But if you go actually to the mountain, you'll find so many varieties. So many varieties. There are houses, there are trees, there are men, there are animals. Similarly, to the spiritual world, first of all, this material world becomes, just like Lord Buddha, he did not say anything further than making this material world as void, sunnava. That is a fact. If you are, the previous verse, it has been stated, vitarāga bhayakrodha. If you are attached to these material varieties, then you cannot enter into the spiritual varieties or in the spiritual world. Krishna is so kind. If you have got a pinch of desire to enjoy this material world, then you will have to remain here as either as Lord Brahma or as a small ant according to your karma. But when you completely become free from material attachment, then the spiritual world is. So when the Buddha philosophy says sunnava, nirvana, it means the same thing, vitarāga. You have to become detached. You have to make this material enjoyment zero. The bhakti also says, bhakti formula, anyavilāsitā śūnyam. You have to make your heart clean of all material desire. then spiritual life will begin. Jesam antagatam papam jananang punyakarmanam te dandamaha nirmukta bhajante maang dhirabhrita. This is the process. So, artificially, the Buddha philosophy, a Sankara philosophy, the artificially if you want to make its nirvana zero, that is not possible. Abhaktya saktachit, te klesa adhikatarastesham, abhaktya saktachitasam. Abhakta means zero, impersonal. If you become attached to simply make it zero or impersonal, that is not possible. Because we are accustomed, we are as living being, we want varieties. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. We cannot remain in the zero position. You have got experience. Just like when you fly on the plane, after some hours, 4-5 hours, you become disgusted. You want to come down. Everyone has got this experience. Because the sky is zero, we cannot remain there more than 4 or 5 years or 6. We must come down. In the sea also, we have got all this experience. If you remain on the ocean for 3-4 days, because it runs on. When I first went to America, I went by sea. So, 35 days. So, after 4-5 days, it was disgusting. As soon as we saw one island, then we become relieved. You see? So, this Sunnavad philosophy will not give you happiness. After making this Sunna, suppose you are passing through the sky, shunna. If you get another, if you go to the moon planet or other planet, then you become happy. Then you have become happy. But if you don't get any planet, then you have to come back again on this planet. Similarly, the Sunnavad philosophy will not make you happy unless, therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Jenne Rabindrakha Vimukta Manina Tai Astabhavad Abhishuddha Buddhaya Arujya Kritchena Parang Padang Tata Patanti Adha Ana Jitajusmatangraya. The meaning is that my Lord Aravindrakha Krishna is addressed because his eyes are just like the petals of lotus flower. He is called Aravindra on Aravindrakha. Varahavatamsa, Aravindak. So, my dear Aravindakya, lotus eye Krishna, Jenne Aravindakya, the persons who are thinking that they have become liberated, now they have become Narayan. Jenne Aravindakya, Vimukta Manina. They are thinking like that. Mani means falsely thinking. Jinnirabindakha vimukta manina tai astabhava. They have no information of your lotus feet or you. They do not accept your personality. Tai astabhava avishuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is not clear. Avishuddha. It is still impure because they could not understand. The full knowledge is brahmeti bhagavaniti, vammeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti. The three things one must know, that is full knowledge. But if you understand partially, either Brahma or Paramatma, but if you understand Bhagavan, jasmin vijñāte sarvametam vijñātam bhavanti. This is basic ignorance. If you understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, then you understand Brahma and Paramatma. But if you simply understand Brahma, or Paramatma, you do not understand Krishna. Therefore it is said, Abhishuddha Buddhaya, intelligence is not yet pure. Jadner Vindakha Vimukta Manena. Tayyasta Bhavad Abhishuddha Buddhaya. Arujya Krichena Param Padang Tata. After undergoing severe penances and austerities, they approach the Brahma effulgence. Padanti adha, again falls down. The same example. You may go very high, just like nowadays the attempt is being made. They are going to the moon planet and Venus planet. We do not know whether they are going or not, but we hear from the advertisement. So, because they do not get any shelter, they come back. Arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha anadita jismadang raya. Because they do not get any shelter, the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, from this impersonal conception of philosophy, they again come to this material world. Therefore, you will find there are so many big samis. First of all, they give up this word, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. This world is Mithya. Let us take to Brahma, let us become Brahma. But after keeping in some days in so-called Brahma, they again come back to open hospital and school. Because there they could not get anything. Therefore, something must be done, profession. So, open hospital and raise fund, that's all. So, unless you get shelter on the lotus feet of Krishna, you will be attracted by these material activities. But when you are attracted by the lotus feet of Krishna, then vitarāga bhayo sokha. That is, as we, vitarāga bhayo krodha manmaya māmupāsita. When you take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, then you become vitarāga bhayo krodha. Otherwise, you will be attracted by this material world. So, therefore, artificial sunnavad philosophy, it may be, for the time being, necessity. Sunnavad, just like Lord Buddha preached his philosophy, sunnavad philosophy, nibbana philosophy, because it was needed at that time. It is not permanent philosophy. Any philosophy except Krishna philosophy, nothing is permanent, they are temporary. They have got temporary use. The real use is Krishna philosophy. Real use is Krishna philosophy. Sarvadharmān parityajya māme. So, when there was, you people may question, the Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Lord Krishna. Kesavadhita buddha sarīra jaya jagadīsa. Then why he preached atheistic philosophy? He preached there is no God, sunnava. But there was necessity at that time. Why? That is explained by Jayadeva Goswami. Nindasi jagga vidhe rahah sruti jatam sadaya ridaya darsita vasu ghatam kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisa. At that time, people were killing animals like anything in the name of yoga. In the Vedas, there are prescriptions that in the yoga, a pasu can be, an animal can be slaughtered. In some yoga, not all, tamasic yoga. Anyway, Vedic injunction is there. So, when Lord Buddha started this non-violence, ahimsa parama dharma, the Vedic scholar approached him that how you can prescribe this ahimsa. There is already sanction in the Vedas, pasava badhaya srishti. How you can stop it? So, Lord Buddha said, I don't care for your Veda. Therefore, he is considered as atheist. Anyone who doesn't care for Vedas, they are technically called as atheist. Vedana maniya bodha hoilo nastik. Nastik means atheist. Anyway, then Shankaracharya came. Shankaracharya wanted, because by the propagation of Lord Buddha, whole India became Buddhist. And Shankaracharya wanted to establish Vedas again. So, they are temporary necessities for certain reasons. Because people were addicted so much in violence, in killing the animals. Therefore, Buddha philosophy was needed. Again, this Buddha philosophy was driven out. The Shankar impersonal philosophy was established. But again, the Acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, and other Vaishnava Acharya, at last Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they established that Brahma Sattvam is Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdati. Both three, absolute truth. So these are the philosophical development. So Krishna is summarizing this philosophical development here in this one line, that mamo vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarva. Either you follow Buddha philosophy, or Shankar philosophy, or Vaishnava philosophy, the ultimate goal is Krishna. Thank you very much.